It is time to dive in to the Friday morning mailbag, the accumulation of your communications throughout this entire broadcast week via all the avenues of discourse. Actual correspondence from actual home viewers just like you. You can get a hold of us. You can call us. You can text us. You can write us. And evidently, there was a Hank FM newsletter. I didn't receive it, though. But Mark Phillips forwarded it to both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Which is now, I think, how the Hank FM email newsletter will be disseminated. Mark Phillips will personally, they'll send it to him. And then he will then send it to every single Hank fan individually.
Oh, or, I mean, he could just print them all out.
Yeah.
I mean he covers a lot of ground running.
Stand here in Sundance Square with a newsboy, like a little newsie.
You get a newsletter.
Get him a hat. Extra, extra.
Tip him a dime.
Let's see. I got this from corporate this week. KB, it's probably time to update your bio on the Hank website since you got married. Yeah, it...
I don't know that I'd rush into that.
Little dad solo there. Kind of forgot about it.
Well, yeah.
So I updated it. And then we were both told we are going to combine your bios into one, KB and Heather Lee Page.
Mm.
Then all the info you guys have will be under this one page.
Yeah.
Thank you for your patience.
Okay.
So.
Do you know why that is?
Mm.
Well, Melinda.
Yeah.
She thinks I'm the manager. Yeah. So she chimed in on the text lines to me saying that the morning show app says it's the Ken Buckner show.
Whoa.
Well, I know.
That's not
Excuse me.
Uh-uh.
She is righting her wrong. So I just, I had to forward that on.
Yeah.
Who then forwarded it to Mark.
Gotcha.
And now he will be handing out everything in Sundance Square as
extra,
well.
Extra, extra read all about
Where
it.
Where is your manager?
I'm glad we sorted that out right there. when it comes about the brand new app. Yes. We've got this sent in from the app, and it's checking to see if this text works on the app, Mark Phillips. So he sent it. So it does work. And we've got several from you on that. This from the 817 sent from the app. So now y'all get messages from the app, LOL. Yes, the answer is in.
There we go. So
Doris asked, good morning, KB. So can we still use the old app or the new one? Well, I think for a while the old app will work, but it doesn't do any of the neat things that the new app does.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing about this new app, too, is it also gets Hank FM and our little icon back on the Apple CarPlay.
Yeah.
And the dashboards.
Technology.
So that is a reason right there, and it's not a beating to get the new one or anything like that. And then, let's see here. Sent from the app, Amanda, saying that she eats raisins with apples and pecans.
Well, I mean, that's very healthy.
It's a way to use the new app right there, Amanda.
A plus. See, that is the way you use technology, okay? Yeah,
that's what we do.
Meanwhile, other poignant questions. This is from the text lines. I don't think it's from the app. It could be from the app. But if Artemis has a moon roof on Earth, does that make it an Earth moon roof when it's on the moon?
Whoa, that's a deep thought.
214 chiming in. Man, you are cranking out the oldies today.
Well, you know, why not? Back to the moon, when it comes to that, Gloria says, I can't imagine being cooped up for 10 days like that. That would be tough.
Yeah.
817 stated that someday we might be playing Will It Float on the moon. Everything floats.
It does,
now.
Yeah.
David says, we didn't go to the moon. It's all a scam. But...
Oh!
I like when y'all do sports.
Sports!
So, you know, 50-50 on that one right there, David. More love for Leslie, the studio mouse.
Oh, yeah.
On the show. Laura on the road says, I tell all my patients about y'all when I get to take care of them. We listen to the show together. And I love, love, love Leslie.
Well, did you see when Mark Phillips forwarded the Hank FM newsletter? It's
even
everybody's
spread.
Got the fever.
Louise says, I think Leslie may already be the breakout star of 2026.
That's right. Didn't have this on my bingo card, but here we go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And Tommy confesses, I've literally been saying what at work now for an entire week. Kathy wants to know who does the voice of the mouse. We've been asked this a bunch.
It's Leslie.
Yeah, okay. What do you mean?
What? Don't be ridiculous, Kathy. There you go. Eric and Veronica, they seem to be a little concerned about your fast.
Oh, I got a couple of these,
Good
too.
Morning. Yeah. Hey, KB, guess after your fasting, we can use you as the Will It Float item as the week.
Will it float?
I think they're... Maybe some insinuation there that...
Yeah, we have a no live animal policy.
I know, and
but
they know this.
Then I may not be in very good condition.
Yeah, it's...
So we'll see.
I mean, if the fast doesn't finish you off, the tank certainly will.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. Dave had speculated, so Monday we'll be having irritable Ken syndrome. It's quite possible that'll be day three of the fast. Doris says, bless your heart. I'll be praying for you that you make it through the 72-hour fast. Stay strong, my friend. Have a great weekend. A lot of these are heartfelt. Mm,
yeah, but the bless your heart, that's not a compliment.
Uncle Jesse called, and I don't know if it's true or not, but he suggested that I shouldn't do this and that doctors advise, go see your doctor first before you do a fast. I have not done that, and I probably can't get in, you know, in time.
Oh, shoot.
Darn it.
Dang it.
That's the manager right there.
Ugh.
Kelly in the Ville said, are you sure she said 3 days and not 3 hours?
It's easy to get confused.
I don't know if I can wait 3 hours. And John said, hey, KB, get this ready. Will there be a pledge line on Monday so we can call in and donate to the starving children on the show? Yes. In fact, already now, if you want to call the number on your screen, operators are standing by.
Or just call the number next door.
And we will accept all donations, mainly free food. Please, please, please. We got your free Willie Nelson concert tickets. Feast on those next Friday morning Fake News.